Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, Lema Ketanai. So the Gemara had quoted Rav Huna, that Rav Huna said that a Mashach, someone who had a Bris Mila, and then he pulled the Arla, he pulled it back down, so now it's covering the Atara. So the Halacha is that Midar Reisa, he does not require a new Bris Mila. Midar Abanan, he requires a new Bris Mila. Says the Gemara that Lema Ketanai, El Chayra, it's a Machlekes Tanayim, about whether or not it's a Din Da'araisa or Din Da'rabana, that a Mashach needs a new Mila. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanai, we learned in the Braisa that Mashach, someone who's Mashach, he pulled back his Arla, Ve'ger Shin Es Gair Kishumal, if you have a Ger, that's getting his Bris Mila, but he already had a Bris Mila Batsam, so he's really just doing a Tavis Dam Bris. So all these people require some sort of bris, or katan sha'aver zmanai, a katan who's getting his bris mila, but already it's after the eighth day. Let's say he wasn't feeling so good, and so they couldn't give him a bris mila on the eighth day. They're giving him a bris mila later. In any case, the sharko nimaylim, or anyone getting a bris mila, lasui emishiyesh l'shtei arlois, to include someone who has two arlois. I guess they only discovered it later, so now he's getting a second bris mila after the eighth day. So the halacha is eini ma'ilin ela biyoyim. The halacha is that still, even when the bris is not going to be bismanai, the halacha that the bris is biyoyim mashmini, that it has to be during the day, not necessarily the eighth, but that it has to be during the day, that's true always. Anytime a person's getting a bris mila, even a gershenes guy or even a mashach, anytime a person's getting a bris mila, it always has to be during the day. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aymer, that bismanoi, eini mailan en lebiyayim. If he's getting a bris mila on the eighth day, let's say the child with two arlas, so he's getting a bris mila, they realize right away he's getting a second bris on that day, so then it has to be during the day, it has to be during the yayim. Shalai bismanai, ni mailin biyayimu belaila, but if it's shalai bismanai, so then it doesn't have to be dafka during the day, it could even be at night. So in yanenu, with regards to mashach, there's a machlaikes, mashach, which is obviously after the eighth day. When the person gets a new bris mila, does it have to be during the day? According to the Tanakama, it has to be during the day. According to the Blazer Reb Shimon, it could even be at night. So says the Gemara, my lav b'haka miflugi. L'chair, they're arguing about this. The mar savar mashach d'araisa, umar savar mashach d'rabanan. The Tanakama holds that mashach is d'araisa, and therefore it has to be b'yoy, because it's a din d'araisa, just like all mila, just like the Torah says about mila, that it's b'yoy mashmini, it's during the day. So to mashach is during the day, whereas the Blazer Reb Shimon holds that it's only d'rabanan, and therefore he says, then Mashach does not have to be during the day, it could even be at night. To which the Gemara says, Vitzisvara, do you really want to be Masber? Do you really think that that's the Pshan in the Machlaikas? One of the cases in the Machlaikas was a Katan Sha'aver Zmanai. Was a Katan who, for whatever reason, did not get his Bris Mila on the eighth day. He's only getting it later. And there was a Machlaikas, if he has to get a Dafka during the day, it could even be at night. Now, Mi'ika Lamanda Amar Dar Abanan, is there a Manda Amar who will tell you that the Katan Sha'aver Zmanai, that his Chiyah Bris Mila is only Midar Abanan? That's for sure not true. It's for sure Dar Aisa. And Afal Pike, they're arguing it if it has to be Dafka during the day. So the Machlaikas has nothing by Mashach, has nothing to do with Dar Aisa Dar Abanan, nothing to do with Rav Huna. El Dukuli Amu Mashach Dar Abanan. It could even be that everybody holds like Rav Huna, that the din of Mashach, that he needs a new Bris Mila, that's only Midar Abanan. The Katan Sha'aver's Mana Daraisa. Everybody for sure agrees that when it comes to a Katan Sha'aver's Mana, his Chiv to get a Bris Mila is Midar Araisa. The Machlaikas Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is as follows. Mar Savar Darshinat U Bayoyim. The Torah says, Bayoyim Hashmin U Bayoyim Hashmin Yimo Basar Arlasa. That and on the eighth day, you should give him a Bris Mila. So, one Mad Amar Darshin from U Bayoyim, the extra Vav. That also when it's Shalei Bismanai, every Bris Mila has to always be during the day. Umar Savar Lei Darshinon, whereas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon doesn't Darshin the extra Vav, and therefore he says only when it's on the eighth day there's a din that it has to be Biyayim, but when it's not on the eighth day, so then it doesn't have to be Ubayoy, it doesn't have to be during the day. Umar Savar Lei Darshinon Ubayoy, says the Gemara that Kiyasa Rabbi Yechanan Ukadarish, which is reminding of that, it's similar to that which Rabbi Yechanan, the story that happened with Rabbi Yechanan, that he was once sitting and he was making a drasha that Naisar bizmanoi enoi nisraf ela biyoy. Now when it comes to Naisar, the Torah says that you can't leave over from the carbon until the next day. Let's say you have 2 days to eat it. V'hanaisar mimanu ad biker, if you leave it over, so then you have to burn it on the third day. So the lashon of the pasuk is v'hanoisar. So now Rabbi Yochanan said that this that it says by noisar that you have to burn it b'yoyim hashlishi. So that's only when you're burning it b'yoyim hashlishi. It's only when you're burning it bismanoi on the third day. So then there's a din that you have to burn it dafka during the daytime. But bismanoi in nisraf ela b'yoyim. When you're burning it on the third day, it has to be dafka by during the daytime. But shalai bismanoi. If for whatever reason the person didn't end up burning it yet, or he didn't realize he had it, so he's only burning it, let's say, on the fourth day, sometime after the third, so then Nisraf being b'yayin being b'layla. It could be burnt at any time, but there's no din that it has to be dafka b'yayin. Ve'ezver, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yechanan, and when Rabbi Yechanan darshan that, so Rabbi Lazar said to him, that what are you talking about? Look by the parasha of Mila. By Mila we learned in the Braisa, that ein li ela nimo l'shmini. I only know that when a baby gets his bris milah on the eighth day, so then there's the halacha that it has to be during the day. How do I know that even if a baby gets a bris milah shalei bezmanai, that he still has to get the bris milah during the day? That says ubayoyim we darshan that it, even when it's not bezmanai, even when it's not bishmini, there's a din that has to be bayoyim. So too when it comes to naisar, that which the Torah says v'hanaisar, the extra vav should teach you that even when it's not being burnt on the third day, it's still there's a din that has to be bayoyim. It has to be during the day. And if I feel a mandalay darish vav, and even if you're going to tell me that you don't want a darshan of vav, there is a man d'amar that doesn't darshan vav in the Torah. Vav, hey, darish. For sure over here by Naisar, where the lashon of the Torah is viha Naisar, there's an extra vav and hey, it doesn't just say Naisar, it says viha Naisar, so that for sure darish, that everyone's going to agree that you should darshan, and therefore you're incorrect for saying that Naisar is only burnt during the day when it's bismane, but when shalai bismane could even be burnt at night, that's incorrect. So Ishtik Rabbi Yechanan was silent. Basar de Nafik, after Rabbi Yechanan finished the conversation, so Amalei Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan turned to his chavrusa, he went to his chavrusa, Reish Lakish, Ay chavrusa, Ay misasi. He turned to his beloved, cherished chavrusa, Reish Lakish, and Talmud, and he said to him, Reisi leben pedashi, Yoshe v'derish, Kamayisha v'pi agvura. Wow, do you see Ben Pedas, or Blazer Ben Pedas, the way he's darshaning these psukim, mamish like Moshe Rabbeinu from Hashem. He's saying unbelievable drashas. So Amalei Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said to his Rebbe, he said to Rabbi Yechanan, what, you think the day he, you think he invented that drasha of Vehanesar? It's not true. Really, It's a braisa. Hey, chatanule. So he said, "Where do you mean it's a braisa? I never heard of such a braisa. Where does it say it?" So Rabbi Shlakish explained that it says it b'tayres kayhanim. There's a section of braisas called tayres kayhanim, and that's where it says this halacha. So when Rabbi Yechanan found out about this, that he missed the tayres kayhanim, he was so inspired, so taken aback that nafik tanya b'tlasa yoyme. He went and he learned the entire tayres kayhanim in 3 days. He finished the whole thing from cover to cover in 3 days, quick b'kias, and then. The Savra Betlasa Yarche. Then he learned it more Be'in in 3 months. In 3 months, he then learned it Be'in. The Maisa, when it comes to Milah Shalai Bismanai, so the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Simon Rei Samach Beis, and Sif Aleph, that even by Milah Shalai Bismanai, the Halacha is that the Milah is done during the day, Dafka during the day, even when it's Shalai Bismanai. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Belazar, that Arol Shehiza Hazasa Ikshera, that if an Arol, right, we know if someone's Tamei Mei, so he needs Hazah Shlishi Vishvi, he needs to get sprinkled on by the ashes mixed with water from the Paraduma, the ashes from the Paraduma mixed with water, so he needs to get sprinkled on the Shlishi Vishvi on the third and seventh day. Says Rabbi Lazar that the one who's sprinkling him could even be an Arul. It could even be a Kohen that's an Arul. He's kosher to do the Hazah. How do I know that? Midi Dehava, Tful Yoyim. It's no different than a Tful Yoyim who will darshan at the end of the Amud, that he too, top of the next Amud, is kosher to do the Hazah Smechatas. Sha'afa Pisha Asr B'Truma. And the significance of that is that even though a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to eat truma, he's asr b'truma. Yet he's kasher b'para. He is kasher to do the sprinkling of the paraduma. So if so, malat ful yoyim. So too, when it comes to an arul, that even though it's true that he's asr b'truma, but lamaisa he's going to be kasher b'para. So therefore, he's saying that just like a tful yoyim could be kasher for para, so too an arul is kasher l'para. Ask the Gemara, what's the comparison? Mal tful yoyim shekein mutter b'maiser. At least the tful yoyim is allowed to eat maiser, as opposed to an arul is not allowed to. Which we'll see more about that in Ayin Gimel Min Aleph. So he said back. Says Rav Elazar back, did atwa anan la achila kamrinan? Why are you discussing achila? Why are you talking about eating? By when it comes to mechatas, it's nothing to do with eating. Anan la negia kamrinan. It has to do with touching, that he's touching the mechatas, so there's no reason to mention the sugi of eating. And really, when I said that we shall learn it from Tul Yoim that aral is kashal azah, what I meant to say is as follows, the following kavachaymer, that umat Tul Yoim sha'asar ben negia de truma, motar bepara. If a Tful Yoim is not allowed to even touch Truma, he's Matama Truma if he touches it. So he's not even allowed to touch Truma. Yet he's Mutter to sprinkle the Paraduma. So Arul Shemutter Benegia, an Arul, who even though it's true, he's not allowed to eat Truma, but at least he's allowed to touch Truma. So Eino Yidin Shemutter Beparas, and surely he should be Mutter to do the Hazas Mechatas. And says the Gemara, the Tanina Mihachi, we have a Braisa that says exactly like Rabbi Lazar, that an Arul is Kasher for Mechatas. The Braisa says Arul Shiza Hazas Ekshera, and the Hazah of an Arul is Kasher. It was even a story where the chacham were matter it, so it's a maisa rav that hazah of an arul is completely kosher. Now, as the Gemara Meisve, we learned in the Braisa that tumtum shekidesh kidushayps pasal. If a tumtum, if you have a tumtum of someone who's covered up, so it's not clear if he's a male or a female, on the tzad that he's a male, he's an arul. And says the Braisa, because he's a suffic arul, if he's kidesh, if he mixes the waters with the paraduma ashes, that's what it means to be makadesh, kidesh, if he's kidesh, kidushay pasal, it's pasal. Why? Mipneshu suffic arul, because he's a suffic arul of arul pasal lakadesh. And then Arul is pasul to do the kiddush. So the chayra, just like he's pasul the kaddish, he's also going to be pasul for the hazad. That's the Gemara's assumption. And if so, it's a kasha on Rabbi Elazar. How could Rabbi Elazar say that an Arul, shehiza, is kasher? The Braisa says lahedya, that an Arul, a tumtum, who's even only a suffic Arul, he's not allowed to, if he's kiddush, the kiddusha is pasul. Now, once we mention this Braisa, before we get to the teretz, the Gemara just quotes the hemshech of the Braisa. The Braisa goes on to say, Vandragonus, an androgynous who has signs of a zachar and nikeva, but lemaisa, his tzad zachars, he gives himself a bris mila, so now there's no chance he's an arul, just a suffix if he's a man or a woman. So if he's kiddush, androgynous, kiddush, kiddushay kasher. His kiddush is going to be kasher because even a woman is kasher to mix the waters with the paraduma ashes, and therefore there's no concerns when it comes to an androgynous who gets a bris mila. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that no, af androgynous shekidesh kiddushay psulem, the kiddusha psulem, an androgynous that does the kiddush, his kiddush is going to be pasul, mabnesha savig isha, v'isha psula mila kaddish. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama held that a woman is kasher to do the kiddush, mamela an androgynous is kasher mimanufshach, whether he's a man or a female. Whereas opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that an isha is psula, mamela he holds an androgynous, which is a suffix Isha, and androgynous is also going to be pasul from being Mekadesh. Al Kopanim, the first line of the Braisa was about a tumtum, that a tumtum who's a suffic arul, so if he's kidesh, kidushay pasul, because an arul is pasul, the kadesh. If he's pasul, the kadesh, he's pasul to do the azah, so it's a kasha no belazar. Says the Gemara, Amr of Yosef, that hai tana tana devei Rabbi Akiva hu. That's not a kasha, we know it's a malchaikas tanayim. And how to understand the din of Arul when it comes to Truma, right? Rabbi Elazar learned out that an Arul cannot eat Truma from Taisha Vesach, from Karim Pesach. Rabbi Kiva learns that an Arul is Ketame. Rabbi Kiva learns, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Ish Ish, the Rabbi Sarul, Rabbi Akiva Shita, that an Ish Ish, that if a person's Tame is not allowed to eat Truma, Ish Ish is coming to be Marbe and Arul, that an Arul is like a Tame, and therefore Mamela Rabbi Akiva would tell you that being that an Arul is not just Tam that he's Ma'is, an Arul is Mamish Ketame, so Rabbi Akiva would tell you that an Arul is not allowed to be Mazda Mechatas, he can't do the Kiddush Mechatas, but that's all Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar will tell you that I hold like Rabbi Eliezer. I hold like Rabbi Eliezer who says that an Arul is not Ketame, an Arul is possible for other reasons, Taisha Vesacher, that's why he can't eat Truma, but he's not Mamish Tame, and therefore there's going to be no problems with him doing the Hazah, or who I didn't if he wants to do the Kiddush Mechatas. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says that have a yasivna kamed Rabbi Yosef. I was sitting in front of Rabbi Yosef, the kashlin, and I asked the following kasha, that if it's true that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when he's marbe ish ish, the rabbi's arul, he means that an arul is treated halachically like a tame, an arul is tame, he can't touch the mechatas because he's tame. If so, le lishtame tana velisni arul vatame. So why don't we find in Shas that Atana mentions, when it mentions halachis of tuma, it should say ha'arul v'hatame, it should mention both of them together, because an arul, according to Rabbi Kiva, is like a tame. Vilema Rabbi Akiva hi, and have a Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Akiva, but talk about an Aral and a Tummy together. So says the Gemara Veloy, what do you mean? We do have a Mishnah like that. Vakatani, the Mishnah says, Ha Aral va Tummy Peturim in Ariya. It says that an Aral and a Tummy are Pater from the mitzvah of Ri'iya. Machlekes Rashi Taisis, exactly what it's talking about. Mitzvahs Eilas Ri'iya, Mitzvahs Ri'as Eilal Regel, or the carbon Ri'iya. But Al Kopanim, you see that the Tana does say Aro Vatame, so what's so shver? So says the Gemara, yeah, but no, Hasa Mishun Demais. Over there, it has nothing to do with Tumah. The fact that he'd be Pater from bringing a Ri'iya, that Aro Vatame would be Pater from Ri'iya, has nothing to do with Negiya, of Tumah, of anything of the sort. That just has to do with the din of Ma'is. That since he's Ma'is, so we don't want him going up Aliyah L'Regel, or we don't want him bringing a carbon because of the fact that he's Ma'is. But you don't ever find anywhere in Shas that the Tana equates an Aro with a Tameh with regards to a Lachis of Tumah and goes like Rabbi Akiva. Why not? If Rabbi Akiva really holds that an Aro is always treated halachically like a Tameh, L'Chayr, we should find a Mishnah that says something of that sort along those lines. Now says the Gemara, now we mentioned that it's Machlaikas Tanakama and Rabbi Huda about whether or not an Andragna Shekidesh Kiddush of Kasher or Upasal. Now really that Machlaikas stemmed on whether or not an Isha is Kasher. According to the Tanakama, an Isha is Kasher. Mamila and Andragna is only a Safik Isha, will also be Kasher. Mimanavshach, if he's a Zachar, he has a Prismila. If he's in the Keva, an Isha is Kasher. Whereas Rabbi Huda, who holds an Isha is Pasal, will tell you that an Andragna is also Pasal because an Andragna is a Safik Isha. Now says the Gemara, we find that the Tanakam and Rabbi Yudar Lashitasam, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Akol Ksherim, the Kadesh, Chutz Mechere Shaita Vakatan. The Tanakam says that the only people that are puzzled from being Mekadesh, from doing the Kiddush Mechatas, is a Chere Shaita Vakatan. But what about a woman? A woman's kosher. A Katan not. Chere Shaita not. But a woman is kosher. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Machsher Vakatan, on the one hand, he's more Mekel than the Tanakam. He says that a Katan is kosher, but he's also more Machmer. And that he says, Upaisel Beisha, Ubandragonus. He says that a woman in an Andragonus is going to be Pasel, Andragonus being a Safik Isha, so they're going to be Pasel. Now says the Gemara, the Mai Taima de Rabbanon. What's the Pshan in the Rabbanon? Why do they say that a Katan is Pasel but an Isha is Kasher? Dechsev Lakhu Litame Me'afar Srefas Hachatas. The Torah says, "V'lakchul atami me'afra chasefa zechatos." The hand of the pasli ba'asifa psulim bekiddush. It puts together the asifa, the gathering of the mechatas, together with the kiddush. So we learn that those that are pasul for the asifa are pasul for the kiddush. Hanach the ksheirim levis ba'asifa ksheirim bekiddush, and those that are kosher to do the asifa to gather together, they're also going to be kosher for the kiddush. So now a katan and is pasul for the asifa, and isha is kosher for the asifa. Mamela who adim, when it comes to kiddush, a katan is going to be pasul and an isha is going to be kosher. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lach, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you that no, imkei neimakra v'lakach my v'lakchu. Why does it say b'lashin rabim? It's coming to be marbe da'afilu hanach the psulin hasam ksheirim hacha. Even those that are pasul to do the asifa, they're going to be kosher to do the kiddush. Meaning, even a katan who's pasul to do the asifa, he's going to be kosher. Ksheirim hacha, he's going to be kosher to do the kiddush. So, ask the Gemari Hachi. If so, if that's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, so isha nami. So, why doesn't he say that a woman also is kosher? Even if you're going to tell me that an isha is pasul to do the asifa, lemaisa, if it says v'lakchu, so we should say that even an isha is going to be kosher to do the kiddush. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that an isha is pasul for kiddush? Says the Gemara, because isha nami v'nasan v'loy v'nasna. Because the Torah says v'nasan, that he puts the water into the efer chatos, so the Nasan v'loy v'nasna. It says the Balash and Zachar coming to exclude a woman, that a woman is possible to do the Kiddush. V'Rabbanan will tell you that he kasa v'lakach v'nasan. If you want, if the pasuk would say it the way Rabbi Yehuda suggests that it should say v'lakach and v'nasan, should then have a mina shakol v'yayiv chad, shakol chad v'yayiv chad. I might think it has to be dafka one person who takes the ashes and one person who puts the waters in. Kasa v'rachmana v'lakchu. That's why the Torah says the blush in rabbim that it could even be two people. V'i kasa v'rachmana v'lakchu v'nasnu have a mina de shakli trei v'yayiv trei. And if it would say both blush in rabbim, So then I would think that you dafka need two people. Kas rachmana v'lakhu v'nasan dafilu shakli trey v'yayiv chad. It could even be two people who go get it, one person who mixes it, or vice versa. That it's not specific, there's no specific number of people needed for the asifa and for the kiddush. Now once we're darshaning psukim that relates to paraduma, so the Gemara says, and darshan's the pasuk, v'hiza tahar ala tameh. It says that the tahar should sprinkle the paraduma ashes on the tameh. Now Rashi explains it, it sounds very defensive. That the tar should sprinkle it on the tameh. Of course he's tar. It's pashat that by mechatos you're going to need someone who's tar. So why does the Torah get so defensive? And it says that the tar person should sprinkle it on the tameh. It's mashma that he's really not so tar. That's why the Torah is getting, like, so to speak, defensive, because he's really not that tar. He's only a little bit tar. What does it mean? Tar mechlau shu tameh. It's mashma that really he has a little bit of tuma. Limid al tful yaim shekasher bepara. This is the drasha. This is the makar that it's full. Even though his tahara is not yet complete, he has to wait till Harif Shemesh, till it's nightfall. Even though he still has a little bit of tumma on him, he's only a little bit tar, but he's also a little bit tameh, he's still going to be kosher to do the sprinkling of the paraduma.